hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Okay. Yeah, it's recording. Okay. Okay. I have a question for you. Why are we, as a society, banning Ariana Grande when she stole a married man from a woman who has a white, like, a children, like, a whole thing? Like, I don't.
Why are we not banning her?
Like, no, we love, like, everyone stands her still. Like, they love Ariana Grande. Like, why are we?
Well, first of all, I think the people who love Ariana Grande are at an age where people are still cheating.
Right.
Like, they're not adults that are loving her. Adults are like, you're a homewrecker.
She's a fucking homewrecker. And I just feel like anybody else would have been canceled on some sort of level. But I just feel like we kind of, like, shrugged it off.
It's because she came out with Yes End. And it's like, no, this is literally a song about, yeah, I fucked her man. And, like, what are you going to do about it? And everybody is like, say that shit with your chest. And I'm like, no. I do like the song, of course, but I'm very confused by her. Because I think the song is about, like, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. But I don't like
the boy is mine. I just want to remind everybody who she's fucking.
No, I can't. If you show me the fucking picture with his bib and the baby, I can't. When you first sent me that, I was like, I thought this was, like, that Halloween or, like, a joke. That man was wearing a fucking bib. He was dressed up as a baby. Is that the right thing I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I know he's a person, and I know he has feelings, but he's
ugly. A cheater, so he's up for whatever.
He's so not an attractive person.
Not only that, he left her ex, I think his name was Dalton. She was married to a guy named Dalton. He was very handsome. Cheated on him with the ginger baby, who was married with children, who looks like he's 14, but somehow has a marriage license and other children. And then, like, was like, fuck you guys. I'll sing about whatever the fuck I want. I'll do whatever. She literally was like, I don't really understand why people care whose dick I'm riding. And I was like, Ariana? Oh, my God. Who do you think you are? Bad examples? Like, watch your fucking mouth.
Okay. The Boy Is Mine is her new single. Okay.
I thought you meant, like, I thought you meant, like, Brandy and Monica. The Boy Is Mine.
Which, by the way, like, how does she says that they, like, influenced this song, but it feels like
it's kind the of song.
A ripoff.
Okay? It is the song.
But I want us all, as we go through these lyrics, I want us all to picture the guy she's with. If you're listening, you could pause right now and Google Ethan Slater.
Or don't, and then have a good life. And not.
Or his name is Ethan Slate. Or don't.
Oh, so it's, you tried to make it cool.
Oh, no, by it is Slater. It is Slater. It is Slater. Okay. So Google his, you know what, if we'll give you a taste of what this is. Okay. I'm going to throw up. The boy is mine. I can't wait to try him. Let's get intertwined. Blech. Blech. The stars, they align. The boy is mine. Watch me take my time. I can't believe my mind. The boy is divine. You would think she's fucking, like,
Jason Momoa.
Yes. You know who I want to be intertwined with? Jason Momoa. Not Ethan Slater. Literally Thor. Not.
Aquaman. Captain America. Any
Give Avenger. Me an Avenger to intertwine with. I cannot handle this.
It's the bib. I can't get it out of my... I can picture, if I close my eyes, the picture you sent me.
Watch me take my time on what? He's shorter than you.
My skin just crawled. In real time. In 4K.
Something about him is made for somebody like me. Baby, come over. God knows I'm trying, but there's no use in denying. First of all, also, the audacity. If first of all, who wrote this? Bitch fucked my man. I cannot. If a, so, this hoe fucked my man and then wrote a song called The Boy Is Mine, I think I would accept jail. I'd take the jail time. I think I would show up at her doorstep and say, I'd call the cops and say, this is what I'm doing. You can arrest me because I'm going to kill her. It's just like the no, it's like she's owning it. And I hate that for her and us and everybody and society.
And I hate that people are like, she's owning it. And it's like, no, she's admitting to being a trollop. The Scarlet Letter, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what she should have called her album.
The Scarlet Letter. Wow, I love that. Easy A. Okay. Honestly, this song, I don't even care if it's a good beat. I can't vibe to it. It makes me physically ill. How about that?
The Boy Is Mine OG was Monica and Brandy playfully going back and forth where they both knew they were being idiots. They both knew, like, hi, I'm the side chick. No, I'm the side chick. Like, they were both equally at fault. No one, there was no clarification on who had the boy first.
Right.
This is one woman being like, fuck you, I have a platform. Not only did I steal your man, but like, I'm going to sing about it and everyone's going to support me because I'm owning it. This is the biggest slap in a woman's face is like, I'm going to make money off of, not only did I take your man, but now I'm going to make money off of it. It's like the worst thing ever. Unless she's putting that money in Slater's child college fund. Like, I'm confused.
I love that. Are we just calling him Slater now?
Because I'm trying to make it better for why she would do this if he didn't look like AC Slater.
It's so bad. I said, no way she came out with a song called The Boy Is Mine. Like, he literally was not yours.
Also, he literally looks like a boy, so it's all very much tracking.
He's not a prize to be won.
He looks like, honestly, a pedophile's dream.
How can it be? You and me might be meant to be, can't unsee. But I don't want to cause no scene. I'm usually so unproblematic. Okay.
Pause
tell
for me
why the boy is mine. Okay. Also, the entire time you and I are sitting here, and for episode after episode going, what the fuck does Pete Davidson have? He's got big dick energy. He's so funny. Funny boys are in. We couldn't figure it out. It's fucking her. She's just weird. The guys don't have anything. Look at her past. It's just her. She has no type. She's just a weird chick, I think. I think that's what's going on here.
She went from, who did she date? Lil somebody.
Let's see.
Literally have no clue what his name is. Mac Miller.
I mean, nice guy, I'm sure, but he's not.
I think Mac Miller is why she's so fucked up now. Because his death, I think, literally took her out. Like, she hasn't been right since.
Okay. Oh, God. She dated Big Sean.
Big Sean. Not Lil. Sorry, Big. My bad.
It's okay. We all confuse the Lil and the Big often.
Yeah, because it's almost so, like, Biggie was big. But then, like, Lil... somebody was small.
If you're gonna be a rapper, big, somebody why would you call yourself Lil?
It's like the rap world truly has me in a chokehold.
I don't know. None of these guys are like, I don't know. I'm looking at all
the if you put them in a lineup, nothing would make sense. It would confuse a victim.
Yeah.
Me, you put all my guys in a lineup and you're like, oh, I kind of see where the flow chart made a little sense and then it dipped, but then it still understandable. My flow chart like works. Her flow chart is like she's all over the fucking place. I'm so confused.
I just don't think there's any song that could get me to like her at this point. I just don't like her. I don't like her face. What's with the face?
Something about her is so terrifying to me as a blonde like that. It's something is so scary and off with her.
Yeah. No, she's like dead behind your eyes. She doesn't
look like her anymore. I don't have a clue who she is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. And I feel like as a society, we're still like bopping to this song. And I'm just like, I don't get it. This is a fucked up thing. Like, this person had a family, children. like little children. Not that it matters, but like
I get it.
Fucking fresh kid.
Married people, like there's been scandals for people that are married for years, but like the kids are involved.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Their and kids who probably listen to her music That's or like I'm have seen her on Sam's Cat or Victorious or all these Disney shows, like his kids are probably watching her and being like, that's my stepmom. Like, no, that's the mistress.
Like, but like, why, I guess my, like, why rub this in this poor girl's face? Like you got him. You got him.
She's a gumad. She is.
She's a gumad. Yeah, she is. That's for sure what she is.
It's insane. And her audacity is getting stronger by the day. And I'm so confused because audacity must be on super sale this week.
But when I heard this, I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm going, oh God, like she's trying to make him like sexy or something. I don't, it's too much. We're fighting over this guy. It needs to stop. It needs to end. It needs to end. Let me take my time. I can't believe my mom. The boy is divine. The boy is in a diaper.
Yes, post the picture. Post the picture of him on in a diaper and a bib. I need this. Just when you thought it couldn't get worse.
Why was he doing that?
Mm-mm.
I don't like that when I search.
Nothing about it sits right in my chest. Nothing about it.
It's so much worse when you see it, Trey. For me, it's the side by side. Look at my fucking search history here. Let your legs intertwine. Cannot believe my mind.
The boy is divine.
The boy is mine. No. No. I just had to get that off my chest. It's been like...
It could not be me. It could never be me.
Does he have like the best personality ever?
No, I don't care. I don't care if that man single-handedly cured child cancer and solved world hunger. Nothing could get me to understand the attraction.
I'd love to actually dive deep into this for other episodes, but like there are people that are attracted to people's looks and then people that are attracted to people's like I knew somebody that like claimed he was attracted to somebody's like there's like a name for it, like their mind, like how smart somebody is.
It's okay, I know it. Sapiosexual.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I get it. I'm literally the first person to look past looks. I get it. I can date some of the scum. Okay. I have dated some ugly men.
No, you have not.
Yeah, I have.
Name one.
I can't because I will not put myself on the fucking stand like that.
Like recently or in the past?
Okay, dated or hooked up with, maybe not dated, but hooked up with.
Okay.
Because I really was like, this personality is fucking fire. Like very, very like, I get it.
Bigger view, Trey.
No, I have. And I'm very, very, I'm quick to put like looks aside. Doesn't matter. As long as I'm like really attracted to that person, like the way they treat me or the way they make me laugh, something. But like there's no excuse and there's no book that I could write that would make any sense of me explaining this man. They like gun to your head, the civilization of America rests on your shoulders. Be like, in no world will I have that baby bottle anywhere near me.
Look him up on TikTok. He like made this like awful face. I'll have to send it to you. Like during an interview and everybody like copied it. Actually, please do it. It'd be so funny. You'd be so good at it. And I don't know. When you talk about the ick, like, it's that.
He's like my human ick. Like, there's not one thing about him that's not an ick to me. The way he cuts his hair, the way he styles his hair, the color of his hair, the bareness of lack of facial hair on his face, anything grown about him, no arms, no muscles, the height. The everything, you're married, you're a cheater, you wear baby's clothing. Like, there's not one thing about this man. I could go on. I have no idea. I don't understand. And this is the one instance where I'm like, okay, I'm big on, like, a size queen. I don't care if this man's packing. Not one part of me.
it's almost unfair that he gets Ariana Grande, like he or whatever the fuck her name is. Like, why can I say her name right? I just feel like he. What is he? What is he? It's just. It's crazy. It's. I had to get off my chest to.
And you know what? It's so funny. I look back and I'm like, bro, she had Pete Davidson. Like, she had Pete. What are we doing? Like, that was your man. How did you let him go and then you end up with a fucking baby bottle?
He can't be as funny as Pete.
No, I'm sorry. Not only that, Pete's a lot of things. He's dirty. He's unkept. He's not my type handsome, but he is like, but the personality and like the swag on that man for some reason, pretty severe. It's the confidence of him being like, bro, I don't really give a fuck what you think about me. I'm tall.
Pretty much somebody took one look at Ethan Slater and said, SpongeBob. I can't even handle his main picture for SpongeBob.
No.
it's just, he's in like, he's got the red hair and he's got a yellow shirt and a red tie. And it's just, I don't know.
Well, can we talk about how corny SpongeBob is as a cartoon?
Right. Oh,
to I don't bring this to life and put humans playing them, and to know how it's on the border of like Pee-wee's Playhouse, and then like the guy from Blue's Clues, Steve, and then like SpongeBob. It's like all the most corny individuals wrapped into one person and then thrown on stage. Like all I could keep thinking is like when SpongeBob was like, "Bring it around town." And I'm like, ew, like, is that what he says when he's, like, swindicking, like, Ariana? Like, what's happening?
So, you know, I have, like, a fear of, like, weird things, like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
SpongeBob is, like, one of, I, like, I'm, it's scary to me. I don't like it.
Yeah, mine's Kevin Bacon. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Jim Carrey, Kevin Bacon, SpongeBob. No, thank you. I feel like with Pete, everybody was like, oh, must have big dick energy. Like, that's, he has to, like, everyone's assumed he's got this huge dick. Like, not one person looked at this guy and was like, oh, he must be his big dick.
Yeah, no,
not
I don't even
one
care.
One person, not one person.
I don't
person.
Even care because to me, when I look at him, I'm like, nothing about him is me thinking about his dick because I'm like, he looks like a child to me and it's fucking weird. And to even put those thoughts together with this boy, infant, is, I can't do it. I can't even think about it. It's so creepy to me.
So think about Ariana taking her time with him.
Because he's divine?
He is divine. No.
I can't do it. No. I refuse. I can't. I shan't. No.
Thank you.
Rusty, dusty, amazing. Crusty, and musty. I can't.
Intertwined. The thought of them intertwined. Goodbye. I can't
think of anybody being intertwined. First of all, men's naked legs are like the creepiest thing. I like to think of like men's legs intertwined in mine, and I'm like, now I'm stuck here. Like, no, thank you.
It's like a fucking python killing Ariana.
It's gross. Everything about it is so gross.
I can't. Oh, well, thank you for this, Tracy. You are amazing. Thank you for being on board with this.
Never going to be on board with this. This is unhinged. Honestly. I'll never forget the moment when you sent me that photo and I was like, if I could go back in time and unsee this, it would help me out so much.
I feel like she's untouchable. She's got like her own set of like Swifties, you know what I mean? Like her own fan base that loves her. And I just feel like, why? And low key, if I'm being honest, I don't really like her voice. Is not.
No, I think her voice is great. I think her songs are addictive and fun and catchy, but like nothing about her. Like, you know, when you follow somebody on Instagram and you learn who they are?
Yes.
Nothing about her Instagram. I don't even think I follow her.
Didn't she like go to a bakery and like lick
donuts and then leave them?
Yes. She's an asshole.
Yes. I just think she has like this, it's untouchable, but it's superiority complex.
Yes.
That like,
yes.
She's so elite and she's so above everybody else that she can quite literally sing a song about being the mistress and cheating. And people are literally like, cool, I need that as my ringtone. Yeah. Like,
it's wild. It's like the homewrecker anthem. I don't like it.
You can't tell me that girl. If there's an Illuminati, you can't tell me that girl's not in it because she sold her fucking soul for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's got blonde eyebrows. She sold her soul. It's fucking creepy.
I don't know.
I'm sure the Grandes, what do they call her fans? I don't know.
I have no idea. Not even a clue.
Come for me. Come for me. If we could take on the Swifties, we could take the Grandes, okay?
First of all, Taylor over Ariana any day of the fucking week.
Any day.
That girl is like true to herself and she's like, I write my own shit. I've produced hits and like, I don't let Kanye bully me anymore. Like, fuck yeah, fuck you.
I know.
Don't let them push you around. Tay Tay, let's go. Ariana can fuck off. Like, I think being an admitted homewrecker is like the wildest publicity stunt ever, and I'm just not about it. Being the victim of home wrecking a few times, I just can't like it.
Yeah, I'm not about that life. Like, it's grimy, and it's like to publicize it. It's just
like weird. So proud of it.
Oh my god! I tell you, if this fucking happened to me, and some bitch wrote a song about it.
No, solitary confinement is like a walk in the park for what I would do.
I love my kids, but you can see me when you visit me in prison.
Plated glass.
We're talking about the phone.
My cell phone, the one that's linked to the other side of the
Oh, fuck. All right. Love you.
Love you.
See you, baddies.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.